time now for the Tax and You radio show with UK Aga. Tax and You is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Welcome to the Tax and You radio show on your number one radio station. I am your host, UK Oga. The Tax and You radio show is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS, and is aimed at educating you, the citizen, on your fiscal responsibilities and rights as a taxpayer. Basically, this conversation brings tax matters closer to the people. Today on the Tax and You radio show, we're going to be having a discussion on remedies available to aggrieved taxpayers. Yes, we know that taxpayers usually have complaints, they have questions they want to ask, and they might even query some of the fines, fees, levies, and charges brought to them. What remedies are available to such categories of persons, and how can they access these remedies? That's what we're going to be looking at. Again, the conversation is on remedies available to aggrieved taxpayers under the Personal Income Tax Act, PITA, 2004 as amended. Our guests today are, we'll begin with the managing partner, Bethel Basi Ibo and Co. Tax Practitioners, Dr. Basi Ibo, ACTI. Good morning, Dr. Basi Ibo. Welcome to the show.
Good morning and welcome, listeners.
Thank you. He's not alone. He's with the head pools and betting, Cross River Internal Revenue Service, Mr. Peter Ipa. Good morning, Mr. Peter Ipa.
Good morning, welcome to the show. Good morning, listeners.
Thank you for being here. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that might seem a bit rhetorical, but I really want to know, for taxpayers who are aggrieved, is there a window to express their complaints according to the Personal Income Tax Act, PITA, which a lot of the tax laws are founded on? Dr. Ibo.
Yeah, thank you very much. Clearly, the law makes provision for feedback from taxpayers. In previous episodes, we have discussed about the basis of assessment, and if there is any disagreement by the taxpayer with any of the assessments that made or served on him, he has an opportunity, a window through which he can express, and that's the grievance. Mechanism.
So there's something like that available?
Yeah, so clearly there is, because the law is fair.
Is that true, Mr. Ekba?
Yes, very true.
All right. Now let's get into it. Since you have said yes, that there are remedies available to aggrieved taxpayers and there's a window, let's begin to discuss these avenues through which aggrieved taxpayers under the Personal Income Tax Act can express their complaints. What are these avenues, Dr. Ibo?
Thank you very much. The first thing to say is that the mediation process has two levels. You know, there's the administrative, you know, remedies, we call it, and then the legal remedies. You know, administrative in the sense that this is within the revenue, the Internal Revenue Service office. You pursue certain steps or actions to get redress. Then, if that fails, you take on the legal side. You can go to the tax tribunal, you can go to the court, and then you follow the legal process to its end.
Okay. Let's now look at mediation itself. What exactly does that look like? Is it the tax authority that's going to, you know, extend the olive branch, say, come, let's sit down and discuss your grievances? Or is it a third party, maybe like an arbitrator or someone who's going to come in to mediate between the tax authority and the taxpayer?
The provision is that the tax authority assesses your liability to tax, serves this assessment on you, and expects you to pay tax, the tax assessed.
Okay.
Now, if you have objection, remember in previous episodes we have talked about the basis, what the incomes that are subject to tax and all of that, and the levels of taxation. So if looking at the assessment served on you by the revenue, you'll find out that they have wrongly assessed your income, or they have over-assessed your income, then you can go back to them and say, no, this assessment is wrong. You included an income source that is not mine, or you wrongly stated my the quantum of that income source, and this is the position. So I appeal that you review my assessment and bring it down. So in other words, an appeal for mediation or remediation of the assessment requires that first you make the objection. Second, you state the grounds on which you are making the objection. And thirdly, what are you praying for?
Okay.
Or what are you asking for? So you now say what that the revenue should review, cancel, or withdraw the assessment as the case may be.
Thank you for that clarification. So it's an appeal for remediation from the taxpayer to the tax authority. In this instance, the Cross River Inland Land Revenue Service, for example, which will now open up the conversation for them to look into what you assessed.
Yeah, the grounds on which you have objected.
Look into the grounds and then...
Yes.
Okay. So, Mr. Ikma, what happens if, you know, that doesn't work, that doesn't solve the grievance? What then?
Okay. Dr. Ebo very clearly stated earlier that there are two levels of mediation. So one is administrative, the other is legal. Now, the administrative approach, having been exhausted, usually, in the first instance, the taxpayer is expected to object within 30 days of receipt of that assessment. Now, if he fails to do that, unfortunately, that assessment is final and binding. If he does object within the time frame stipulated, he is given a fair hearing between himself and the remediation committee administratively. If the taxpayer at this point still feels aggrieved or dissatisfied with the outcome of that mediation, he can then proceed by using a legal approach. He is also allowed to engage a tax expert or consultant to assist with this mediation process. So he proceeds to the tax tribunal, and then if he's still not satisfied with the outcome of that, he can still go ahead to the appeal court and then, you know, all the way to the highest authorities.
So you can take it to the courts. In a nutshell, we're looking at some of these avenues for aggrieved taxpayers to express their complaints in the Act. You're looking at the issue of remediation. You approach the tax authority. You object first.
Authority, yes.
You object to the demand notice that has been served, your assessment. Then, that is, of course, within 30 days of receiving
within
that assessment.
Within 30 days of receipt of that assessment.
You object. Then you dialogue with the tax authority, explain why, the grounds for the objection.
Exactly.
And then that may be the solution. That might be all that is needed to solve that particular grievance.
Yep.
But that may be all, in the sense that if you can both bring the facts to the table and the tax authority sees these facts, there can be some middle ground arrived
yes,
at.
Yes, yes.
How often does this happen? Does this happen quite often?
Yes. To be candid, taxpayers often object to assessments.
Okay.
The average taxpayer is not willing to pay his taxes.
Of course not.
And even when they have served their assessments, they will object. Everybody wants to reduce their tax liability
to the lowest possible amount.
Yeah. So some of them are knowledgeable enough to engage tax experts or consultants to help them mediate with the revenue authority, but some do not. Whichever it is, I know that the revenue authorities cannot go out to cheat taxpayers.
Okay.
It is against the norm of any revenue authority. However, we would maximize the collection of government revenues to the zenith within the ambits of the law.
Mr. Ekpa, now that you mentioned it, there's an international situation that is unfolding between a celebrity taxpayer in Spain and her government, where they tried to, I think they did mediation for a while and it seemed not to have resolved the matter. And now the government is saying, okay, fine, we're going to go to the court to try and get what is due to the government to come to them. Well, it just sort of brings a picture of what you're saying. First they mediate, first they discuss to try and resolve it, and then it goes out to the legal system if that is not adequate to take care of it.
Yes.
Now, I want to ask at this point, to what extent is the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS, compliant with these complaint management provisions contained in PITA, that's the Personal Income Tax Act, PITA. Is Crossover State Internal Revenue Service aware of these, you know, these steps contained in PITA? That's the remediation. I believe that that's in PITA.
Yes.
And then all of that. Is IRS aware, Mr. Ekpa?
IRS is a fully functional revenue authority. And because we are aware that these disputes will arise, they're frequent, and it's normal. Within the IRS, we have a legal department with lawyers who understand the laws surrounding the tax space. And if should there be a need to engage taxpayers, legally, then that department handles that. So we already anticipate that these things will happen, and we are well equipped to address the issues as they come.
All
so
right.
Yes, we know, and we are aware.
Dr. Ibo ACTI, who is a managing partner, Bethel Bassey Ibo and co-tax practitioners, what would you say the percentage of people who are engaging the services of tax consultants is? What would you say if you look at the numbers, or you just want to share your opinion? Do you think a lot of Nigerians, taxpayers, working Nigerians above 18 ought to pay their taxes, right? But do you have a large number of those that demographic engaging with consultants to understand how best to handle their taxes?
Thank you. The rate is very low, extremely low, because many taxpayers think that they can handle their tax issues. And
until
they get to a point where they are choked, and they know that they just cannot deal with the revenue alone, then they start looking around for a professional. But the ideal thing would be from the beginning to engage a professional who, from the record keeping, from the stage of putting your income in the right, categorization of your income, and exposing to you what incomes are exposed to what level of tax and all of that. So by the time the year is up, the professional would have already determined for you the tax liability that is likely. And so based on that, you can now easily go to the revenue. Even if there's a dispute, it's easier to resolve because the bases are clear. How you arrived at that, your assessment, which you think the revenue should adopt, it's very clear, and the revenue will be able to follow through. And if they are pointing out where errors are, it's also very simple for them to just say, look, see where the error is in number 3. That is where there's an issue. If you can correctly state this number 3, then you are right, you are fine. But if you don't do that, you are merely going to the revenue hoping that God will help you.
Well, as they say, a stitch in time saves nine. And the same Western climb that we look to for the issues of development and, advancement, we see that as young as people are that get into the workforce and get into the labor market, they already know about these things. They have engaged people to help deal with these issues, as it were. So we'll get there. Hopefully we'll get there. It's still,
we're hoping so.
We really hope so, Dr. Ibo. This is Tax and You Radio Show. Don't go anywhere. We've got to take a break. When we come back, more of the conversation.
You are listening to Tax and You with UK Olga on your radio.
This is our cross river state, a beautiful land. But this is our state, if it's better, more and more, more and more. That's one day our hands, that's one day your hands, brother, day, sister, day. Everybody hands, make we pay our tax. Make we know we last, make we pay our tax. Make we take cross river to the mass. Better road, save the hospital, plus drinking water. Security, prosperity, plus electricity, better life, no be by lucky. Make we pay our tax, make we no relax, make we pay our tax, make we take cross river to the max.
let's all pay our taxes to develop our beautiful state. When we pay our taxes, things work better. Cross River Internal Revenue Service. It all starts with your tax. This message is brought to you by Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Tax and You with UK Auger. Everything you need to know about your taxes.
Welcome back. We are discussing remedies available to aggrieved taxpayers under the Personal Income Tax Act. Remedies available to aggrieved taxpayers. We're still having a conversation with Mr. Peter Ipa, the head pools and betting Cross River Internal Revenue Service, and Dr. Basi Ibo, ACTI, the managing partner, Bethel Basi Ibo and Co. Tax Practitioners. And I'm sure that this is one conversation that taxpayers would really, really love to listen to. So please stay with us even as we go on to examine the issues that taxpayers can complain about under this Personal Income Tax Act. I'll be referring to it as PITA, okay, without explanation, because I like the acronym PITA. Under PITA, what are the issues that taxpayers can complain about, Mr. Ipa?
Thank you very much. The very first thing any taxpayer would complain about is his assessment. I do a business, you know, things are, as we see today, tough. And our expectations of government are not met as we expect them. And at the end of the year, I'm expected to file my returns. So the very first thing that grieves me is the fact that I have to pay supposedly for services that I may or may not be enjoying. So the very first thing is that I'll be restive and I will fight it. No, I won't pay. But that is one leg of the conversation. The other leg of the conversation is that to come to equity, you must come with clean hands. Section 24F of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria is very clear that citizens of age should declare and file their returns and pay their taxes as at when due. So in the first instance, as a citizen, you have a right to complain, you have a right to fight your assessments. But to do that, have you complied with the expectations of you, as the law says? It begins from there. The other thing that taxpayers would ordinarily complain about would be usually when there are enforcements. The revenue authority expects taxpayers to pay their revenues. But unfortunately, voluntary compliance is still an issue in our claims. And so they wait for the revenue authority to come and harass or, you know, push them before they can pay their taxes. When the revenue authority uses force, the taxpayers revolt. Those are also one of the areas where we receive a lot of complaints. Oh, you came to lock my shop. Oh, you seized my working equipment, etc., etc., etc. Those are the kind of complaints we receive. However, taxation is very dynamic and it is moving away from these sort of practices. So the revenue authority in its own way of adapting is trying to encourage people to go towards voluntary compliance so that some of these complaints will be resolved before we get to using force.
Well, thank you, Mr. Ipa. Dr. Ibo, is there anything you'd like to add? Are there any more issues that taxpayers have complained about to you that you want to just put out there?
The main issue, like he has said, is has to do with the acceptability of the assessment. The taxpayer thinks that, no, I am wrongly assessed. And wrong assessment means that you have overassessed me. I'm supposed to be somebody at the level of paying 100 naira as tax, but your assessment says I should pay 1,000 naira. That's not correct. The second is that I am not doing business. You know, the economy is bad and I'm not, for the past 12 months, I haven't done business and you are assessing me to tax. you know. And that's why we say that when you are doing an objection, you state the grounds. These grounds will now be evaluated. For instance, there's no way the revenue will sit in the office and know they didn't do business from January to December, which is why we are recommending that tax practitioners should be engaged, because it is the accounts, the records that are produced, you know, from your business that will show that this is the turnover for the whole year, and this is the level of business that you did. So the revenue will not be looking under certain things to see whether they will look at that first, unless there is something that points to the fact that this report may be false, and the revenue will not take, which is another discussion entirely.
Yes.
So they will now begin to say, let's ascertain that this turnover that is stated here is correct. But the fact is, taxpayers usually complain about overtaxing, which means that the assessment is higher than what they expect to pay. And then they also complain about timing. Revenue wants you to pay your tax now, and you want to relax. So when I'm ready, I'm coming. I will come when I'm ready. But the revenue can't wait for you to be ready to come to pay tax. You know, so timing, sometimes they complain. No, we will pay. We know we will pay, but we are coming. We will come and pay. And then as time drags on, revenue cannot wait for you. They come around to enforce. So as long as there is no unsettled dispute, you are expected to pay that final and conclusive tax that has been assessed.
Okay. Well, you've put it quite beautifully, Dr. Ebo and Mr. Ipa. But what I'd like us to look at this point is that there's something, I'm aware that there's something that's referred to as the taxpayer charter, right? It's called the tax charter. Is that available? Does the Cross River Internal Revenue Service have a taxpayer charter? I want us to look at that, but not yet, not today, because we've got to wrap the conversation up for now. But I don't know. I'd like to exact a promise from you, Dr. Ebo and Mr. Ipa, to come again and let's have the conversation on what this tax charter means for the taxpayer, whether it's in effect in Cross River State and how it can help aggrieved taxpayers. Would you do us the honor of being here for that conversation, Dr. Ebo?
Yes, it's a public service and we're available for that.
Mr. Ipa?
It's a good one.
Will you be here?
We will be here.
You'll be
definitely
here. All right, thank you. This is still the Tax and You radio show on your number one radio station. We've just wrapped up the main part of the conversation on remedies available to aggrieved taxpayers under the Personal Income Tax Act, PITA 2004, as amended, with our guests, Dr. Basi Ibo, ACTI, the managing partner, Bethel Basi Ibo and co tax practitioners, and Mr. Peter Ipa, head pools and betting, Cross River Internal Revenue Service. However, the conversation is far from over. Next time, they've promised us they're going to be here, we'll be looking at the tax charter. What is that about? What does it mean? And how can the taxpayer, how can you benefit from it? Stay with us. Coming up on the other side of this break is Dear Taxpayer. Don't go away.
Dear Taxpayer on the Tax and You radio show with UK Oga.
I remember when my area been day like World War One. The other day, I dey chill for my house when I come hear some strange noise for the other compound. As the noise come dey increase, na here I press ear for window. I come dey hear say na armed robber dey my neighbor house. Ewo! I sharp carry my phone call Ekelebe, and in no reach 10 minutes, them surround the entire area, catch all the armed robber them. Area come calm and dey cool. Since that time till now, I dey sleep with my two eyes closed just because say I pay my tax and my tax dey work for me. Government, una well done oh. I no go ever stop to dey pay my tax.
You are listening to Tax and You with UK Olga on your radio.
I hope you have enjoyed Dear Taxpayer. Time has come for us to wrap the conversation up on the entire Tax and You radio show for today. But remember that this program was brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS. It all begins with your tax. Bye-bye.